Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." Jesus was born into a highly charged political situation. As soon as it became clear the King of the Jews had been born, King Herod was deeply alarmed. He was a powerful king and had had, in many ways, a very successful reign. He'd been on the throne for nearly 40 years and brought a sustained period of peace to the land. He'd also been responsible for many building programs. His building of the Second Temple was particularly impressive, and parts of it can still be seen today. But towards the end of his reign, King Herod became increasingly intolerant of any rivals. Indeed, he not only killed his wife and mother-in-law, but also three of his sons. It was said that it was safer to be Herod's pig than his son. When Herod encouraged the wise men to make a careful search for the baby, it's not hard to work out what lay behind his words. He wanted to eliminate the baby as quickly as possible, to ensure that Jesus didn't acquire a following and unsettle his kingdom. Herod was no doubt aware that if he had sent his troops to Bethlehem to find the baby, there might have been attempts to hide the child. A group of foreigners was far more likely to succeed in finding the baby than he could sort things out. This is a deeply sinister story and shows us right from Jesus' birth how his life was a constant confrontation with the power of evil. Everything in us feels that he should have received a warm and enthusiastic welcome, but it was only because he confronted the awful brokenness of our sinful world that he was able to bring salvation and the gift of new life. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you were willing to send your Son to this evil world in order to offer us the gift of salvation. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.